The colourful town of Springfield. In school, Bart writes out lines on the blackboard. No one is interested in my underpants. As the bell rings, he zooms off on his skateboard. At the nuclear power plant, Homer leaves after another day's work, unaware of the plutonium wedged in his clothes. Marge and baby Maggie make their way home from the supermarket, whilst Lisa gets kicked out of music class for improvising on her saxophone. Homer feels the plutonium down the back of his shirt and throws it out of his car window just as Bart's skating along a busy pavement. Maggie turns a toy steering wheel in her car seat, then she and Marge both toot their horns. Back home, Homer narrowly avoids being run over by the entire family. Then as everyone gathers at the sofa, they've all got the wrong head. They shuffle them back into the right order. Created by Matt Groening. Developed by James L. Brooks, Matt Groening and Sam Simon. Bart wakes up with tape over his eyes.
Oh no, I can't see. I'm blind. Blind!
Ha ha! April Fools!
Later, Bart drinks some milk from the fridge.
Ha ha! April Fools! I've been keeping that carton of milk next to the furnace for 6 weeks, sucker!
You're going down, Homer. I'm gonna fool you.
You talk better than you fool.
I'll fool you up real nice.
You couldn't fool your mother on the foolingest day of your life if you had an electrified fooling machine.
Hey, yo!
Oh, what noble visionary thought up April Fool's Day.
Like Halloween and Christmas, April Fool's Day traces its origins to pagan ritual.
God bless those pagans.
April 1st used to be the pagan New Year.
April 1st, 1022. Pagan versions of The Simpsons blood worship a golden idol.
Blood for Bob!
The Christians changed their calendar and ridiculed those who didn't.
Happy New Year!
Hi-ho, pagans! New Year's was 3 months ago, but here's a present anywho.
It's ram's blood for your godless ceremony.
April Fools!
They burn the Flanders at the stake.
Now who's laughing?
And that's the story of April Fool's Day.
Dad, I was telling the story.
Oh, right.
The sea captain's using a telescope.
There she blows. The catch of the day.
He's left with ink around his eye.
Why, ye mutinous dogs, from this day I be requiring hair nets.
Got to fool him before the day is out. But how? He must have a weakness.
Ah, beer. My one weakness. My Achilles heel, if you will.
Beer! Beer is the cheese! But how to use it?
Woo! It's a good thing that beer wasn't shaken up anymore. Or I'd have looked quite the fool, an April fool, as it were.
Hey, kid, that's for customers only.
Did you know there's a guy outside handing out free Stridex pads?
Wow, I'm in Pizza Face Paradise.
Moron.
Bart spits the can up in an industrial paint shaker. He places the swollen can into the fridge. Homer's eating pretzels and watching Bumblebee Man on TV.
Ay, no es bueno.
So thirsty. What are you gonna do?
Bart turns the thermostat up so high the fish's water starts to boil and some LPs melt. Homer's sweating.
The following is a public service announcement. Excess of alcohol consumption can cause liver damage and cancer of the rectum.
Beer.
Homer peels his sweaty body off the sofa and takes a duff out of the fridge. Bart looks on with glee as his dad opens the can.
April!
A massive explosion.
That sounded like an explosion at the old Simpson place.
Forget it, that's two blocks away.
Looks like there's beer coming out of the chimney.
I am proceeding on foot, calling a code 8.
We need pretzels. Repeat, pretzels.
at the hospital.
Mrs. Simpson, I'm afraid your husband is dead. April Fools. He's very much alive, although I'm afraid he may never walk again.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Hold me!
March!
Homer has many, many horrible problems. These shadows are brain lesions resulting from numerous blows to the head.
A montage of Homer receiving whacks to the head in all manner of ways. Baseballs, DIY tools, and an automatic door all smack him again and again. In a nod to Psycho, Maggie hits Homer over the head with a mallet. As he falls to the floor, Homer grips onto a green sheet, pulling it down and spilling a can of red paint. The paint pours around him like blood and trickles down into a drain.
And his brainwaves are disturbingly erratic.
You are wired into the rest of your family. You have the ability to shock them, and they have the ability to shock...
Just testing. Whoa!
Bart, how could you shock your little sister?
My finger slipped.
So did mine.
Bart, Lisa, stop that.
The Simpsons each zap one another.
No, wait a minute. Wait. Folks, if I can... This is not the way to get healthy!
The lights fail around Springfield.
Mrs. Simpson, can you think of anything to account for all this?
I have no idea. Unless it was that time he kept falling down the cliff.
I won't jump anymore. I promise.
Oh, thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
I love you, Dad.
I love you too, son. You know, boy, I don't think I've ever felt as close to you as I do right. Huh?
Homer rolls back on Bart's skateboard, careering towards a jump at the edge of the canyon.
I'm gonna make it! I'm gonna make it! This is the greatest thrill of my life! I'm king of the world! Woohoo! Woohoo!
He flies high over the canyon, but falls short at the other side. Bart's friends watch agog as Homer tumbles down the gorge, his body smacking into the craggy rock face. He lands in a battered heap at the bottom, only to be hit by the skateboard. An emergency crew winches him up on a stretcher, his head smacking repeatedly against the cliff face. They place him in the back of an ambulance, which immediately crashes into a tree. Homer slides out of the door and rolls back over the edge of the gorge, getting a similarly brutal treatment as before. Having hit the bottom, he's smacked on the back of the head by the stretcher.
That still wouldn't explain what I'm seeing here.
You look familiar. Have we met before?
Flashback to the Springfield Animal Hospital, where the doctor zaps a tiny rodent with a defibrillator.
Clear! Clear!
Doctor, he's gone.
This is the part of the job I hate.
He tosses the hamster into a bin.
You're a veterinarian?
That's right. And for an extra $20, I'll give Homer a tick bath and then spay him.
Here you go, Doc.
Bart!
Shop around. You can't beat that price.
You guys must have been pretty worried about me.
Hey, we know you're tough, Dad. Remember that time you got lost in the forest?
This is a trap. It's gonna catch us our dinner. Come on, boy.
Shh. Just watch.
A rabbit is lured into Homer's trap.
Aha! Got him!
The trap springs, flinging the rabbit deep into the forest.
Okay. This time, I'll just go into the bushes over there, make a lot of noise, and flush out a rabbit. And when he comes out, you step on him.
Right, Dad.
Homer appears from a bush covered in woodland animals, biting him all over.
It's true, you have good coping skills.
A huge flying saucer appears over the Simpsons' house, bathing the family in an eerie green glow.
Your burgers are getting cold, Doc. Holy moly!
An orange beam shoots out of the bottom of it and picks up each one of them in turn, sucking them into the spaceship. It struggles with Homer, who's too heavy, and a second beam is needed. Then, it flies away.
And there's one Itchy and Scratchy cartoon I don't think we'll ever forget.
Itchy whacks Scratchy on the back of the head with a mallet, forcing his eyeballs out. Scratchy reaches for them and picks up two bombs with burning fuses, which Itchy has put there.
Why'd you bring that up?
It was an amusing episode of our lives.
Thanks for coming to visit me, Mo.
I brought you a little present.
No! No! Beer bring pain! I can't stand to see him like this!
Barney smothers him with a pillow and leaves him for dead. He then walks over to a drinking fountain, picks it up, and throws it out of the barred window, then jumps out and runs to freedom.
He really needs a girlfriend.
Oh, Marge, what if I wind up as some vegetable, watching TV on the couch? My important work will never be completed.
Society's loss, I suppose. But our marriage has been through hard times, and we always pull through.
Workers in the nuclear power plant are in full protective gear when Marge walks past in her dress. Everyone watches as she crosses a warning line into a radioactive area. She approaches Homer, who's putting glowing stones into a test tube.
Marge, what a lovely surprise.
You're here to see me, right?
Of course.
She wraps her arms around him. Then Homer lifts her up and carries her out past his cheering colleagues.
Hey, way to go, Homer! Way to go! Hey, what'll I tell the boss?
Tell him I'm going to the back seat of my car with a woman I love, and I won't be back for 10 minutes!
He carries her outside as alarms flash in the plant.
You can do it, Homer. Stand up.
I can't.
He just won't budge. I've tried everything. Nothing can reach him.
A sweet vending machine glows in the corridor.
Chocolate.
Homer imagines a world made entirely of chocolate, where he's standing and grinning foolishly as some chocolate bunnies run past. He hops along with them, then stops by a sign to Fudge Town, where chocolate buttons rain down on him. He follows a colourful candy road through the town, takes a bite out of a chocolate lamppost, picks up a chocolate dog and eats a piece of that, then tries a fire hydrant before running to the oldie chocolate shop window.
Wow, chocolate, half price.
In hospital, he stands and walks tentatively over to the vending machine, arms outstretched like a zombie. He puts in a coin, but the chocolate gets stuck. The machine falls on top of him, and the bars drop into his mouth.
Sweet chocolate, darling, off air.
Nuts.
Blackness.
Oh, yeah.
Poor Homer. This world was never meant for one as beautiful as you.
Ah! Kill it! Kill it!
Grandpa, please, he's in a coma.
Coma? Why, I go in and out of comas all the... French toast, please.
Is a coma painful?
Oh, heck no. You relive long lost summers, kiss girls from high school. It's like one of those TV shows where they show a bunch of clips from old episodes.
Yeah, well, anyway, I wonder what he's thinking now.
Homer's driving, blinking lazily as he sticks to the middle lane. The world takes on an eerie bluish hue, and the car beside him becomes a bed. He passes a sign entering slumberland. Food, gas, beds, and smiles. Even the moon looks sleepy as he drives off the end of the road where his car is raised up by angels and turns into a bed, which floats past the moon's big round lunar face.
This man is costing my health plan $5,000 a day. I demand that he die with dignity.
Now look, I'm the doctor here.
Well, I demand a second opinion.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Dr. Nick.
Oh, dear. I see no signs of life. Just to be safe, we better pull the plug. Yoink.
Mr. Burns, how can you be so cold-hearted?
You have no idea, woman, what that man's put me through.
Mr. Burns, I need to borrow some money.
Well, please, do go on.
I know you're a good man, and I have a dog that's very sick.
Oh, please, continue.
I thought maybe you... Oh. Well, thank you for your time.
I have an unorthodox solution. A fantastic voyage, if you will. Hey! Three scientists, one a beautiful woman, will be shrunk to microscopic size. They will then rendezvous in Mr. Simpson's lower colon.
Ew.
Well, we have had a little trouble finding volunteers.
I wish I'd gotten to know you better, Dad. But there were times when we really connected. Hi, Dad. Want me to cut out this infernal racket?
Oh, let me hear you play.
Why?
Does a father have to explain? Let's just share your gift, okay? Huh? Yeah, that's more like it! Ho-ho, woo! Oh, I want to be in that rumba. And the saints go over there. Oh, over there! Oh, over there!
I wrote this for you, Dad.
Lisa plays at his hospital bedside.
Dad, I'm so sorry. I know I haven't been a perfect kid.
A gleaming jar of coins with Homer's change don't touch written on its label. Bart creeps towards it, stands on a chair and grabs it, then hurries out of the bedroom, but Homer follows him in his pants.
Why, you little...
Homer chases him downstairs, but trips and falls down them. Bart runs through the house, dodging Maggie's dart gun, swinging off a fan in the kitchen, then sprinting through the garage towards the waiting school bus. Homer hits a button to close the door, but Bart skids under it, then quickly snatches up his hat before it closes. He then jumps on the bus, leaving an irate Homer in his underpants.
I know that I got you mad once in a while. And sometimes I got into trouble.
Lisa's sitting on a curb, eating an ice cream when Bart rolls up in a dustbin.
Bart, you can't go on like this. I know. But you always looked out for me.
Homer, it's really coming down. Could you check on the boys?
They're in the treehouse.
They're fine.
And no matter what happens, I'll never forget the advice you gave me.
Now, come on, you're going to learn how to shave. And finally, the little spot under your nose. Next, we take some toilet paper, tear off some teensy little squares, and stick one there, and there, and any place you're bleeding, there, and there. Don't worry, the blood will hold it right on your face. And now, some aftershave. And that's how we shave.
Dad, it's all my fault. I shook up that can of beer. It was just an April Fool's joke.
Homer lifts his hand, grimacing with the effort. His eyes open.
Are you little?
Homie, you're all right!
We're a family again!
He throttles Bart.
This calls for a celebration. We're all going to Hawaii. Gotcha! It's April Fool's for two more minutes.
Dad, it's May 16th.
You were in that coma for 7 weeks.
Uh-huh. You lost 5% of your brain.
Me lose brain? Uh-oh. Why I laugh?